Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, it's an honor to be joining you today. I'm Mike Adams, the fill-in host. Alex Jones is out of the studio today, but he will be calling in just a few minutes. But for this segment, we are joined by James Stewart and his attorney. James, of course, is speaking out now for the first time, the first interview following the Ross and Food raid that, just has really demonstrated how much the FDA and the California Department, or I'm sorry, the L.A. County Department of Agriculture is working to take away our food rights. It's pretty scary, and we've been taking some calls. I want to thank the previous caller. Sorry to cut you off there. We had to go to a break. Now, holding on the line is Julio from Illinois. Julio, you're on the air with James Stewart.
You know, it's frightening that, Mike, by the way, great job, as always. It's crazy that here in America nowadays, we put formaldehyde and no carcinogen in vaccines with mercury. We have genetically modified foods, imitation meat, imitation crab food. It's frightening, but the FDA is more concerned about raw and organic foods that empower our bodies.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Their priorities are all mixed up. You're exactly right. And do you have a question for James or something you'd like him to comment on?
I do, James. I wanted to get your comment. What did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think that the United States of America would get into the situation that you, in particular, would find yourself, you know, fighting for food rights? And then, Mike, when Alex comes on, just about this whole NFL thing, it's just frightening, again, that our priorities are messed up, that people will eat these GMO foods and globalist beer at football games and not care about their Fourth Amendment rights. And it's just frightening. God bless you all.
You're absolutely right. I never expected this to happen. No, I mean it just is. It's so beyond anything that I, you know, because what is this community involved with? It's involved with high quality natural foods. I mean, you'd think that would be the last thing on the list. Period.
Yeah, that was a great question. Thanks for your answer there, James. And you're absolutely right. You would think that California in particular, which is suffering under the burden of healthcare costs or really sick care, degenerative disease management, would want folks like you to bring healthy food to people so they could help be healthier and even prevent some disease, which we know healthy food can help do. Let's go to another caller, Mac in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with James Stewart. Go ahead, Mac.
Yeah, I'm just going to be the voice in the wilderness here. I think you guys are just completely nuts because it's obvious there are laws out there that need to be followed when it comes to the sale of pretty much anything. And when it comes to the sale of food, there's laws that need to be followed. I think these people are just sensationalizing something that doesn't need to be sensationalized for the pure sake of advertisement.
Well, Mac, I think you're not just the voice in the wilderness. I think you're the voice of genetically modified organisms. It looks like you've been drinking a little too much fluoride and eating a little too many modified corn chips there. What do you say to that, James?
I would disagree with you, sir.
No.
And I can feel that question as well. I also feel like they should have the right to choose. What we can all stand behind, no matter what happens, is that we have the freedom as American citizens and human citizens to have the freedom to choose. You may not like our choices, but that's our right to choose what we want to have in our bodies.
No, but Ajna, Mac doesn't want you to be able to choose actual fresh eggs, farm fresh dairy.
That's what I'm saying.
He wants you to choose his GMOs or whatever he's been eating or drinking or smoking, as the case may be. Let's move on to another caller, Adam from Wyoming.
Thank you.
Yeah, Adam, I would just like to respond to your last caller, what I just heard. That's absurd. You can look at the health trends through the past few years, and the more industrialized the farming gets, the worse our health gets. Look, this is the first time in American generation that this generation will not outlive the predecessor.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Adam. I appreciate your call. I even appreciate people bringing up these issues from the previous caller because, we need to deal with this. All right, we're going to another break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, and thank you, James Stewart, for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best portable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And we are back here on The Alex Jones Show. I'm having a great time as the fill-in host today. We just finished taking some calls with James Stewart from Raw Awesome Foods, and including one caller who was, I guess, a voice in the wilderness, said, nah, we shouldn't have the right to choose our own food. We have to follow the laws and follow the tyrants and do what they tell us and eat what they tell us and swallow everything literally that they tell us to swallow. You know what's fascinating about that is there is a segment of the population, the unawakened segment, that just loves to be ruled by tyrants. They just love it. I mean, they love to take the psychiatric drugs and drink the fluoride and go to their doctors, and their doctors diagnose them with some kind of behavioral psychiatric disorder, and they say, oh yeah, there must be something wrong with me, so I'm going to take these psychiatric drugs. And then they take these drugs, and then they call into shows like this and give their comments, and it makes for some interesting radio. Speaking of radio, we got to help support the infrastructure here, so I want to thank our sponsors in particular. When I say our, I mean Alex Jones' sponsors. Interfood. Interfood has just been tested and has been given the recommendation by the Southwest School of Naturopathic Medicine, which ran some a study under an ND there, a naturopathic physician, Mona Morstein, and it was found to be the best of class in all super green foods, including price, efficacy, nutrition, taste, quality of ingredients, and much more. Interfood is not a fake processed food. I know that. That's why I gave it the Health Ranger Award, what was it, like 2 years ago, even before Interfood, I think, was a sponsor here, and even before I was invited to ever be involved in InfoWars, I gave Interfood my award. And it's 100% certified organic, vegan, gluten-free blend. Proven effective for over 6 years by thousands of customers. Check that out at enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, enerfood.com. You can also call 866-762-9238 and mention the Alex Jones Show specials. So thank you for your support, because we need to keep this operation running. We're doing such tremendous good here that we just got to keep the funds flowing. Now, as promised, joining me right now in, I guess, a bit of a role reversal, it's kind of fun, is Alex Jones himself. Alex, are you on the phone?
Yes, Mike, it's great to be here, and I know you've got Bob Chapman waiting in the wings, so I won't take much time because he's got a lot of important economic news where they're openly setting up this Bank of the World via the crisis they've created in Europe. Next, it'll be merged, the North American Union with the European Union and the Asian Union. But I'm here at one of my children's birthday parties, so I took off today, but I'm about to shoot a video. Actually, Rob Dew, the director of the whole nightly news, actually just drove over to my family's house here where we're having the birthday party to shoot a special report over here tonight, because this is such a big deal that will air during the InfoWars nightly news, 7 o'clock tonight. And we're going to have the regular news tonight with Aaron Dykes covering the latest developments. Then we're going to have this special report, and then an hour, of new news and information, and also how our guest predictions have come true. And we're going to have that, and we're also going to review the last 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of InfoWars Nightly News that was only possible because of PrisonPlanet.tv members. So I want to thank all those folks. But I was beside myself with not even anger, but just disgust and confirmation this morning when I got up and went to InfoWars.com and saw a link to USA Today. And I know Paul Watson's about to have a detailed report out, or it may already be out, because I did some digging and discovered what was hidden in plain view last year, at not the last Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl before last, that Homeland Security ordered them to do the genital groping, which, again, sets the total precedent for no Fourth Amendment total control. And so now when the NFL announces at all of their 30-plus franchises that everyone, every man, woman, and child, including the babies, will, from the ankles up, breasts will be squeezed, genitals will be squeezed, all of this is going to happen, and this is done to completely break our will. And this has all been part of a larger plan where, as Governor Rich said 9 years ago, the former head of Homeland Security, currently the head at that time, he openly said that you're going to have a government approval to have a job, and if you're not in good favor, it's like a no-fly list, it's a no-work list, a no-travel list. Everyone is being basically put in databases. There'll be a no-gun-buy list, just the end of due process, the end of everything under the rubric and the maxim, the cover of keeping us safe, of course, from this synthetic manufactured and provocateur stage terror.
Well, Alex, what's your assessment? Do you think that NFL fans are going to just go along with this because they've all been indoctrinated now into this security police state system? Or are we going to see more people rebelling against this now and waking up? What do you think?
Well, that's the point I wanted to get to next, and I'm glad you raised that. This has been a plan all along. That's why it's on record on the show, in the articles, in the films. We're on record now for 9 years laying out exactly what would happen because Homeland Security arrogantly said what they would do. Homeland Security admitted what they were going to do. And it sets this incredible precedent and just bizarro world, no common sense, you know, craziness. But that is from their perspective of keeping us safe. I mean, if you buy the official story, none of this makes sense. If you know that it's all aimed at the public to take all of our rights and liberties, then you understand it's completely crystal clear. It is an overthrow of our free society, the innocent until proven guilty. It's an overthrow of our bodies being our own personal property, and that big taboo against anyone touching you who's unauthorized. This is all about forced inoculation. It's all about federal grants for blood draws without warrants all over the country. It all ties in. This is their ultimate revolution.
And you publicly predicted this many times, that this is exactly what would be going on at public sporting events. What else is in...
But to be clear, I did not predict it. Again, it's always been their plan. And so this is why they don't care if it's making everybody mad and the country's on the edge of revolution and 90%+ of people are angry about it in every poll. They've got to do this to break our will ahead of the martial law. They've got to train the general public to be treated like criminals, to have home inspection by the fake environmentalists, to be pulled over on the side of the highway and have everybody to frisk you and touch your body and even take blood. It is about a total transformation into an authoritarian system. So to answer your question of a minute ago, the people aren't going to put up with this. They're angry. But they've got to train the enforcers, the TSA, and this is the key, TSA certified security. That's why a federal judge ruled 3 months ago, oh, yes, you need to have security at this prom in Santa Fe. And so you've got to have TSA come in and train the people, because when they wave a magic federal wand, now they're allowed to go down your daughter's pants or grab her breast. So it is outside of law. It is a total and complete power grab, and everyone must understand that if they can make 16 million people go through this every year at the sports stadium, that will condition, that will show the media, that will show the public. It's meant to normalize it and acclimate it. It's a color of law, totally illegal, power grab. Now suddenly cops are routinely groping people, saying, well, I don't need a warrant anymore. It's just a possession is 9/10 of the law. They are practicing this. They are doing it by just adverse possession. They are seizing this. They are doing it as tyrannical brutes. And I want to get Bob Chapman's take on this because I know he's scheduled to be on. But we must, all of us must hold the line here, just like we did boycotting Gillette when they were going to put tracker RFID in all their products. We backed them off, and then hundreds of other companies didn't do it 6 years ago. Everyone must write the NFL and the commissioner, but also call in to talk radio sports shows and say, we're not going to have America's, quote, pastime, this religious thing they turned it into, become a religion of having our rights violated. We are not going to go to football, but more importantly, because most folks can't afford the tickets to begin with, we are not going to watch football, and we are going to contact the sponsors that are sponsoring football and let them know the power of one letter or email. They see that as 1,000 people by email, 10,000 if it's a personal handwritten letter. A phone call is seen as over 1,000 people. Everyone, I'm going to organize this next week. We're going to have another contest to put out videos to expose what the NFL has turned into. They always use it as an end cap, a demonstration system to sell total tyranny and corruption. This is America with the New World Order Hydra trying to pull us beneath the waves, trying to strangle our republic, trying to break our will, and trying to say, you want access into the planes or the NFL, you got to do this. And they've stated, they've already bought the huge mobile trucks to set up on the side of the highway. People say, well, I just won't fly. Well, they're going to get you at the sports stadium and the mall and on the highway. You cannot get away from this. You must face it down head on, just like the Nazis and the Soviets. Mike, thank you so much for what you're doing. I have no future. My children have no future. If it wasn't for people like you, we've got a fighting chance. Please, today, contact the NFL and let them know. I mean, we have to watch Janet Napolitano, Mr. Napolitano. We have to watch him get up there and lecture us at every Super Bowl about how it's about the government, and the government has telescreens at 9,000 locations in Walmart saying don't trust anybody but the government. That's because they're the terrorists. And I've had it with all of them. Recognize this is the attempted tyrannical takeover of America ahead of the full financial collapse and staged terror. This is a red alert, total emergency. I want to get your take on this. And Mike Adams, but I'm going to shoot a special video report right now. Rob Dew is sitting here with me right here over at my parents' house where we're having this birthday party. And I'm going to shoot this report. It's going to go up tonight at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're going to post it on the website tomorrow. I want everybody to get this out to everyone you know. Dew, do you agree with the statements I've made?
Totally.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, say there's Dew, right? So, Dew, does this make you angry?
It really pisses me off. I can't afford to go to the games anyway, but this sounds like a good man on the street, watching the people in line, saying, how do you feel being groped up? What do you think about that?
Absolutely. All right, listen, Health Ranger, I know you got the one, the only Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster waiting in the wings. I'm Alex Jones, over and out. I'll see you tonight.
All right, thank you, Alex. Thanks for chiming in, especially on a personal day. It's so difficult to get personal time off when you are fighting for freedom on the front lines. as Alex does every single day. Bob Chapman is waiting. I apologize to him, but he'll join us right after this break as we continue here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. So powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, thanks for joining us today on this Friday, this Freedom Friday, we might call it. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host, Mike Adams, sometimes known as the Health Ranger. And thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. And I want to thank Alex for just calling in and giving us a really powerful segment on the NFL boycott. And just to quickly repeat what he said, And by the way, I apologize to Bob Chapman, who's on hold. Bob will bring you in just a second. But the NFL boycott is on. So check out the articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And all next week, Alex is going to be hammering this issue home and working with your help to get the NFL to overturn this latest example of government intrusion and total tyranny into the privacy of our physical bodies. It's getting crazy out there. Yes, it's happening. Now they're coming after us at the football games. Bob Chapman joins us now, and I know, Bob, Alex wanted to ask your opinion on these events. Thank you for holding. I'm sorry to make you wait. And, Bob, I'm a great fan of yours. I listen to you on The Alex Jones Show. So good to be with you today.
Well, thank you very much. And it's good to be here, and I don't mind waiting at all because it teaches me things, and I want to learn things every day, even at this advanced stage of life.
Well, what's your take on the NFL pat-down situation now and what this means for liberty in America?
Well, I think the most important thing is getting the message out. And second of all, what I would do, let's say I was a ticket holder for the season, I would call them up and say, if you have that happen, if you allow that to happen, I will be there with all my tickets on Monday morning, and you can give me my money back. And I don't care if I ever go to a football game again.
Yeah, very, very good advice.
I'll get to them because the revenue that they'd have to give up back is enormous. They would bankrupt every NFL team.
Well, let me pose the same question to you that I posed to Alex when he called in. And by the way, just to remind listeners, Bob Chapman is from the International Forecaster .com, so be sure to check out that website as always. But Bob, do you think that NFL fans will go along with this by and large, or do you think we're now looking at a new wave of people standing up and saying, enough is enough, let's stop this here?
It's hard to say. You won't know until you get there, but we got to tell them that's what they got to do. But they really shouldn't attend. Let them play to an empty stadium and take your tickets in and demand your money back. Because you're not going to be groped by a strange group of people sent from the government.
Trained by the government in special physical and verbal interrogation techniques. In fact, this ought to be interesting. Kind of makes you wonder, how large is government going to get if they keep having to send tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of agents across the country to search people under different contexts? I mean, what does this mean about the growth of the dangerous growth of government, Bob?
Well, actually, it goes to, I would say, around 1936, 37 in Germany. And for those of you who were not aware of it, you know who Adolf Hitler is, I'm sure. But just recently, we had legislation which was passed by the House and the Senate, and it was for the extension of debt. But within that context, they said that they had to reduce the amount of money in the budget that was going to be used. And at the same time, S&P came in and said, well, we're going to lower your rating because you're not cutting enough. And if by November you haven't cut Medicare and Social Security substantially, then we're going to lower your rating again. And, of course, Standard & Poor's is controlled by the banks and the brokerage firms on Wall Street. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there for 30 years. And the other thing that they did, which pertains to this, is that they formed a committee of 12 that were going to do this cutting or increasing in taxation, whatever they were going to do, and they have every intention of keeping this committee in its place. And it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, the Super Congress.
Because when they come up with the information that they do in a law, they send it to the House and the Senate.
Bob, stay with us. Sorry to interrupt. We got to go to a break here. Stay with us. We're going to return here after the break on The Alex Jones Show with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, to discuss more about U.S. debt and the financial catastrophe across the EU happening today. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, folks, we are back here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex has the day off, but he managed to call in because, you know, that guy never stops working. One of the reasons I admire what he does, he's always getting the job done for freedom. And another individual who's also working very hard on the front lines of freedom is, of course, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And Bob and I were just chatting off air about some of the things that we want to cover. Bob, you talked about the overreaction of the government, the Super Congress, and even the Enabling Act. Can you get into all that? We got a lot of territory to cover here.
It only takes a second. And so what this Super Congress, as it's called, can do is put together the law, and they send it to the House and Senate, and they cannot debate it, they can't amend it, they can't filibuster it, they vote up or down, and that's the end of it. So what this has done is take the House and the Senate out of the context. They don't do anything. They just stand there as rubber stamps, like zombies. And so the reason I brought this up is a parallel example of this TSA thing with groping people. Only here, they're groping your freedom, because this whole thing is modeled after the 1933 Enabling Act with the National Socialist Party in Germany passed, which made Adolf Hitler a dictator. And with this panel, these 12 people, That's exactly what they intend to do. So we're going to have a dictator in a few years because we've allowed that kind of thing to go on in our government.
Now, can you explain this council of the Super Congress? How does this make the dictator even more powerful? Is it because these selected members of Congress are selected by the president or influenced by the president? How exactly does that work?
Well, the two parties put up the 6 and 6 each, and from the House and the Senate. And, of course, they're people who will lay down for anything.
Yeah.
And the president just says, okay, this is what you're going to do. And they go to the Congress and say, here's the bill. Either defeat it or pass it. And 90% of the people in Congress are paid off, so they do what they're told. Otherwise, they don't get reelected.
Sure.
And so all the garbage in the world can get passed. And let's say that the president said, I want to collect everybody's guns. So they'll put a bill together, and they'll send it to the House and the Senate, and these meatheads will vote for it. And so they'll go around, and they'll kick everybody's door down and take their weapons.
That's all it takes. Aren't there many examples of this in human history of legislators? For example, in the Roman Empire, the Roman Senate eventually became corrupted and just sort of rubber-stamped the dictatorship aims of the leaders.
That's correct. And now, almost every civilization, every dictatorial government has had the same problem and has ended up the same way. Not all of them, but most of them. And it's an evolutionary process of pure evil and not caring about people at all, as long as whoever was in power got their way. I mean, you know, in the latter stages in Rome in the 300s and the 400s, as soon as they had disruption, they had somebody come out and say, well, I'm going to buy the army so I can be dictator, which they did. And then they go off, you know, the outskirts of Rome and fight off the barbarians, and sooner or later the mercenaries, which is most of the Roman army at that time, said was, well, we don't want to do this anymore. I'm going home to Gaul or wherever they came from. And that's the way it's going to end up.
But what's so frustrating
America,
about... I'm sorry, go ahead.
If America does not elect Ron Paul and people like him in the next election, that's what they can expect. But these people are preempting that in TSA. And in government in relation to the Super Congress, same kind of overriding, overbearing, we're going to do what we want to do, even though it's unconstitutional. We don't care. There is no constitution.
Right. That's what is so frustrating about this is that it seems like U.S. government is now on a track to tyranny. They're following a blueprint that other civilizations or other nations have followed on the road to tyranny. This is happening right in front of our eyes. The things that you have warned listeners about are coming true. The things that Alex has warned about are all coming true. Even Alex says they openly admit what they're trying to do. It's like a recipe book, a playbook, and they're just following it step by step. And yet most of the people out there are completely asleep at the wheel. They don't understand what's happening. They don't understand why the Super Congress is such a threat to their freedoms. Do you think, Bob, that this is about to shift? Are we going to have a reawakening, a resurgence of freedom in America, or are we doomed to go down this path of tyranny a lot farther until things finally turn around?
Well, I think it's up to the American public, and there's no better place to start than at the NFL football stadiums. And if people say, no, I'm not going to go, give me my money back, all the teams are going to go out of business, all the players are going to be out of a job, and everybody's going to be mad at the government. And if they try it at railway stations, well, people will stop traveling unless they absolutely have to. I mean, I won't get on a plane just like Jesse Ventura won't. I'm on every S list in the world. In fact, I don't even live in the United States because I think if I lived there, they'd kill me.
Yeah.
And I'm not used to suicide.
Right. Well, I don't fly either for the same reasons. I think, gosh, if the TSA saw me in an airport, they'd probably plant cocaine in my bag and steal my iPad and still grope me just for their own amusement. So I stay away from airports for that reason. But you know, why is it, Bob, that mainstream public, and look, the NFL, the people that go to these football games, sports fans, they perhaps don't realize that there was also something in the Roman Empire called bread and circuses, right? That the sports were all a form of distraction so that you don't think about the really important things that are happening around you. I mean, are these the people that can stand up? I hope they are, but I'm not sure yet.
I don't know. We're going to find out, but we got to tell them, all of them who are listening, tell the NFL, if that's what they're going to do at the stadiums, I'm coming in with my tickets and I want my money back. And that's strong motivation for them to call the White House and say, hey, there is not going to be an NFL. And if you try it with the NBA, you get the same thing, and the hockey league, and so on.
There you go. Yeah, that's the answer. Do you want to shift gears?
You know, we don't have to have sports. We don't have to have sports. It's entertainment. I mean, I play professional sports. I know what it's all about.
Yeah. I don't even have time to watch sports, so I wouldn't have seen this news if it wasn't on InfoWars. I mean, I don't know what your personal viewing habits are on sports, but I don't even – look, I'm so busy fighting for freedom and exposing the FDA and exposing vaccine dangers and so on that I don't even have a spare minute to look at sports. But I hope that those who do are going to pay attention to this. Bob, can you comment on now, as we shift gears to the European Union, the financial catastrophe that is mounting there and the massive financial fallout that lays ahead of us here as the dominoes start to fall?
Well, Mr. Geithner, who is the Treasury Secretary, just went to Warsaw to the conference that they have there. And yesterday, the United States and Japan and Great Britain, which is broke, and Switzerland, which just devalued their currencies for the first time ever. And you should see the letters we're getting about people pulling all their assets out of Switzerland and Swiss francs. People are infuriated, and they shouldn't have done it, and they didn't have to do it. But anyway, they were told to do it, and they do what they're told by the Illuminists behind the scenes. So what they decided to do was contribute money, loan money, on a 45-day basis, not giving the total, but I'm told it's over $1 trillion, to European financial sectors such as banks and also the central banks of other countries like Germany, et cetera. And in addition to that, what they didn't tell you is they're going to do another currency swap for $500 billion. And that's when several countries get together and they digitally tell you, you have X amount of Swiss francs and you're going to give us X amount of dollars. And the reason for that is that they want to be able to use the dollars in commerce, because what's happening is everybody is pulling their money out of the banks in Europe, particularly dollar deposits. And there's a run on the banks in Europe right now, just like we had 3 years ago in the credit crisis, and the Fed again came to the rescue and provided trillions of dollars secretly.
Right,
and
right.
They didn't tell us about it. The GAO under the Dodd-Frank Act audited them. The audit's not finished. And they said that the Fed lent $16.1 trillion. What is a colossal sum of money. And when they were doing it, I knew it. And in my publication, I said, the figure's 13.8. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. I missed it by a few trillion. But the point is this. I called it, and it was out of control, but even more than I thought it was. And so this is a stopgap method of trying to save the Eurozone, which is 17 of the 27 countries, and being able to kick the can down the road, probably for 45 days,
Well, let me ask you about the timing on this.
Maybe 2 or 3 months, and that's it. They're going to have to do it over and over again, or the whole thing's going to collapse. So they're not fooling anybody.
Bob, what's your assessment of the timing on this? Sorry to interrupt you there, but how long do we have before the real fallout begins across Europe for this? You said kicking a can down the road 45 days or so. But also, the question is, when do we feel the European financial catastrophe in the United States? Is it immediate? Is there a lag time? I mean, why should listeners in the U.S. today be so concerned, and rightly concerned, with the analysis that you are offering about Europe and the timing there? Why does it matter here in the U.S.?
Well, it looks like they're going to buy 2 or 3 months here, and so it's not going to be that quickly. And what about Greece? Well, that'll depend upon what the German Bundestag does, and which is the House of Representatives, and that will be on the 29th. And if they don't pass the loan approval from the Bundesbank to the European Central Bank, then there won't be a deal. And that means the U.S. will have to step in again via the Federal Reserve and help the European Central Bank come up with the funds to lend them. Now, it's illegal for them to lend them, but nobody's making an issue out of it because they don't have that authority. They can't create money and credit, even though they do illegally. You see, there's no rules anymore.
Right. Well, we see that everywhere.
As far as the United States is concerned, the major banks in New York, of which there's five, they have insured the debt of Greece for the banks in Europe in part of what they bought. And it's about $150 billion. They say it's 75, but it's double that. And because they lie about everything. And we can't tell because we can't see their books. And also, the money market funds, pension funds, have been buying Greek and other paper to get the yield. The yield's over 100%. And so they're
incredible.
Taking the risk. Well, if they're offside, you get another $150 billion more. And so you're offside $300 billion and maybe more. And that's going to affect the lending institutions in the United States, which then means that the Federal Reserve will have to give them more money again. Now, what's the flip side of all this? It's very, very, very inflationary. And what instruments profit by inflation? Gold, silver, and commodities. And that's it.
Yeah, where is gold today, Bob? I haven't been tracking it this week. What's it up to?
I track it while I'm talking to you. We're dealing with the outside month, which is December, in both gold and silver. And gold is up 32.60, and silver's up 129, a bit off their highs on the day. And I said yesterday morning on my shows that I'm on, I do lots of them, that this was the turning point again. And I think that's the third time in a row I picked it within like 3 or 4 weeks. And we're going to run right back up again. And this time, they used, again, as they did before, the derivatives, options, and futures. But this time, they also had some of the central banks in Europe leasing gold to gold bullion banks like J.P. Morgan Chase. How much? I don't know. The structure? I don't know.
But wait, why would they be leasing gold to J.P. Morgan so that J.P. Morgan can cover its obligations in physical gold?
That could be. But more importantly, what Morgan normally does is immediately sells the gold into the market. And when they go to pay the lender back, let's say it's Portugal, when they go to pay him back, they pay him in dollars. But Portugal still has the gold on their books as if they still had it, and that's approved by the IMF. So the whole thing is a scam. But what they were doing, I think, was lending gold into the market, which is tantamount to gold sales.
Right, okay. Now, by the way, we're coming up on a break here in about a minute, and we're going to continue with you, Bob, here on the show. I want to ask you perhaps this is not the realm you normally comment on, but I really value your assessment and your opinion. I want to ask you about Al Gore and how now even environmental groups, environmental groups are now saying that Al Gore is so polarizing that perhaps he is harming the global warming industry, you might say, or the whole advocacy of that theory. So I'd like to ask your opinion about Al Gore. We've got about a minute if you want to get into that, and then we'll continue on the other side. Go ahead, Bob.
Armin Hammer was the person who really financed Al Gore's father. And after he died, the Russians said that he was a communist spy starting in 1923. I knew Armin Hammer. And I knew he was a communist all those years. And so was Al Gore's father and Al Gore. Now, today, in our realm today, there's so many different kinds of socialism. It doesn't matter.
All right, we got to go to break here. Stay with us, though, Bob. Sorry to interrupt you. Stay with us. We'll be back with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster with continued comments on Al Gore and the global warming movement, which is now perhaps rejecting Al Gore. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Like an angel. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show on this wonderful Freedom Friday, I call it. Of course, freedom is under assault Friday and every day in America, it seems. Now we've got this story about Big Sis ordered NFL grope downs. This is now a story posted on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Alex himself already called in and chimed in on this issue and warned us that we have got to rise up and resist this. We've got to call the NFL. We've got to call the team franchises. We've got to go. Bob Chapman suggested we go and ask for a refund on our football tickets so that we do not provide any financial support for the NFL if it's going to go along with Big Sis, Napolitano, and its Homeland Security touch my junk agenda. Not something that we want to be given into. Now, Bob Chapman continues with us in this segment. I want to mention, if you'd like a free copy of the International Forecaster, his publication, just call 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. And Bob, before the break, I wanted to chat with you about Al Gore and how he's becoming a nuisance of sorts to the environmental movement itself. Now, I've always thought, gee, Al Gore, well, I know he's a fake environmentalist because he won't speak out against GMOs, which is a huge environmental issue. But now even, I guess, some of his own friends are saying he's not the right guy to lead their march of fraud. I don't know. What continue with that, Bob. Where do you think this is going?
Well, I think he's torn between the power trip and the fact that he's filthy rich. And he's also part of this carbon trading operation. He owns part of it. And so that'll bring him income, if it continues, ad infinitum. This carbon is nothing but a way to tax people. And I did a lot of radio work on that 2 to 3 years ago and helped expose what they were up to in this carbon scam that they've got going. But Al Gore is passé. He's been proven to be a liar, essentially, and many other people who are hooked up with the movement, particularly people who are connected to government or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission of the Bilderberger Group. And, in fact, the man who calls himself president of the United States either has or is in the process of going to Australia to help the PM there, who is a lady, and to try to get the people to accept carbon taxes. And, you know, what is he doing that? I mean, there's more important things here in America.
Well, exactly.
The point is that he and others have crippled that whole movement, and it's lost its solidity, and I don't think they're going to get it back. They continue to pursue it because carbon taxes of the way that they want to tax everybody in the world. It's very important to them. They've been working on it for 30 years.
Here are words from The Guardian itself, environment blog, where these are folks in the environmental movement saying Al Gore is a hugely polarizing figure, particularly in his homeland. That's an interesting term there to use. Whatever he does or says, no matter how cogent or sensible, they claim, will attract scorn and derision, they say, from those who just can't see past the man. Well, I think we see right through the man, actually. I think we know exactly what he's up to. But, Bob,
I think if you really want to find out, why don't you consult with his ex-wife? I'm sure she's got plenty to say.
Yeah, Bob, I want to thank you for joining us. We are out of time. Thank you so much. And, folks, check out theinternationalforecaster.com to see more from Bob Chapman. Also, in the fourth hour today, we're going to be running, broadcasting the Overdrive from PrisonPlanet.tv, the Snitch Act, Arsenic and Apple Juice, Britain's in support of Al-Qaeda, much more. Broadcast begins right now. Thank you for joining us. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.